Well, it's nice to be with you here again. I thank Father Brian for asking me if I come. Now, last week I had a little trouble. I was in another church, and I have to admit, I found out afterwards that they'd had a vote about whether I could come and serve, and it was 5-4, and I was able to get to come and be there. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to say too, I was singing this morning that we have two cats, and we plugged in this little thing called the Calm Kitty, which is supposed to scent, you know, so that the cat would calm down, which in our case would be Luca. And I thought to myself today, I hope it doesn't make me calm down too much, you know, because I'm feeling it. I must have slept too close to it. But anyway, anybody ever been to a doctor? me too. And, you know, it's interesting when you go to see a doctor, because we see in the gospel today the woman with the hemorrhage had been to a doctor and doctors, and they had done everything to her and really nothing for her, if you understand the distinction. The one thing they'd done for her is take all her money, but they hadn't done anything to heal her. And I was thinking about, too, the one thing I know about going to a doctor is after you go, they want to see you again, and they'll say, okay, let's see, it's July. How about, it looks like I've got an opening in October, you know? And you're like, you're supposed to feel lucky, you know, to get that. And you say, well, if that's the best you can do. But we do have two wonderful stories of healing. And it's helpful to remember, as we do, that when you read the Gospels, you'll see an awful lot of Jesus healing people. Of course, he teaches people, he challenges people, he blesses people, but there's an awful lot of people that come to Jesus because they believe that Jesus can heal them. And just like with the woman who had the hemorrhage, she said to herself, if I touch the cloak of his garment, I will be healed, right? And so that's what she does. And it's interesting because I think her healing came as much from her own faith in Jesus Christ and her own faith that all she needed to do was touch him and she would be healed. And that's a powerful part, I think, about the gospel today, is that we are hearing about healing, and that healing that we're hearing about tells us a great deal, not only about Jesus, but about those who come and seek him. It's interesting because this is a story within a story, which sometimes happens, or a healing within a healing, because the other story is Jairus, right, who is the synagogue leader, and Jairus' little daughter is at the point of death. And so he comes to Jesus very much like the woman. He comes to Jesus because that is for him the last possibility, the last choice. He believes that Jesus can heal his daughter. And I can imagine if he's the leader of the synagogue, there are a great many people maybe who found Jesus to be too controversial, probably wanted him, you know, leave him alone, you know. I don't trust him. But Jairus, like the woman with whose daughter was ill, or who herself, she was ill, he had faith. And that's kind of an issue here in the gospel. It is the faith of the people who put their trust in Jesus Christ and who wish to be healed and believe that Jesus Christ can heal them. You know, I was thinking about what it would be like, you know, to see Jesus in the time of his journey and mission on earth, to be able to see Jesus and speak to him and seek from him whatever I might need. And one of the things I think about that is that if I were to see Jesus, I wouldn't waste my time on anything frivolous, right? I think you all would agree with that. If you had an opportunity, you would go and seek Jesus and you would ask him to help you or someone you love who truly needs him. And the issue, as I say in the Gospels, is to do so with faith, to do so believing in Jesus Christ. Or as Jesus himself said, do not fear, only believe. Do not fear. Do not be faithless, but believing, as it is also translated. And Jesus, who when he discovers that this woman has touched him and been healed, he immediately knows this, and he wants to find this woman, and he wants to be able to find out, you know, who touched me, so he can say to her, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. The other thing I was thinking about with the gospel, too, is in terms of seeing Jesus. You know, I see Jesus like I see you. What a wonderful thought that might be. But do you ever know there's a difference between when you see someone and they see you? You know what I mean? When they look at you and not only recognize you, but remember the relationship they have with you. There's a brightness in their eyes. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't know. Maybe maybe you all have had too much calm kitty. Anyway, there's a brightness in the eyes of people who recognize that who we are. Just as when I came in today, I got to see a lot of people, Tom and Alan, you know, and Mike and Larry and Marlene, you know, everybody greeted me. And they all seemed to know who I was, which greatly surprised me. But what we also knew was the relationship we've had with each other over the years. You know, the friendship, the worship, the prayers, the sermons. It's a powerful thing when we relate to another person on a personal level. And that's very much the way I think Jesus was. Jesus was able not only to heal others, but he was able to make a connection with others. Whether it's the woman with the hemorrhaging, or it's Jairus' daughter at the point of death, and who the people come, you know, and say, don't bother the teacher anymore, your daughter has died. But Jesus tells him, you know, hold on to your faith. Believe your daughter, you know, will be healed. And so we also have that wonderful expression, Talitha Kumi, right? You've heard that, Talitha Kumi. Little girl, arise. Little girl, get up. And it seems to me that Jesus is always doing that with us as well. He is bringing us up. He's bringing us forth and helping us to live a new and enriched life in Jesus Christ. And that Jesus Christ sees us. He cares about us. He loves us. And this is the greatness of God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.